Are you ready for this one? I'm gonna sing this one with a little bit more soul. Are we recording? This one goes out to all the lost souls. This one goes out to all the this fucking liberal hippie fucks. Here we go. I swear to God, fucking Al Franken will hear this song and change his mind about being all left wing and shit. He's gonna fucking buy a gun and be badass. Now, I'm not saying I got a political edge to my music, but this song fucking goes out to all those lost souls hanging out in purgatory that died because those goddamn terrorists flew into our country and made those twin towers fall. Fall de dol de dol dol. The song's called You Got to Remember September, baby. Here we go. You got to remember September, baby, for the rest of your life. Red, white, and the blue don't fade. We're gonna catch Osama bin Laden someday. Can you hear the bald eagles cry? Can you see that American flag flying? Thank you, America.
and he's like, oh, well, I'll call him, whatever, and then, but she just calls, like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. Oh, and then Chuck said, go ahead and do that firewall, and I was like, cool, because that's $300 out of pocket and $300 in pocket for about 3 hours of the work. So she just said, yeah, go ahead and do that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, fucking, so hopefully by spring, man, I'll be able to just bail the fuck out.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not like worrying about 40 hours a week either, because if you get one of those jobs, yeah, you'll be alright.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time doing bullshit and doing the bids and finding shit and still figuring out ordering parts and pricing and taxes and bullshit, but it's still like fucking, if I put my 40 hours into this, I could make some good money, because I built my whole business plan on just that I would make money on my hourly wage, you know, and every time I go out, I'm selling all this shit, making money. Like on those switches, I'm gonna make fucking $1,800 just to sell them that, and I'll make another $680 just to sell them that.
And for them, those are probably cheap switches around.
Well, they wrote a check, yeah, for half of that PBX. Like, they were redoing all the roofs down there, all the shit. Just bought a brand new server, all this shit, CMS integration. And Todd did a check for half, and they asked for half up front, and then, you know, half, like, 30 days, or 30% of half on site and 30% on installation, and then 20% after fucking 30 days or whatever, so that you're not happy or whatever. So that shit's like, they wrote a check to them, and I saw the copy was for $10,000, like $400 for half of that deal. And all that did was make the new pump this way, but probably the people in the room just still have a goddamn dial tone is all they got. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited as hell, dude. I shit my pants.
Yeah, I
sat
in the motor down today, and I was like, I don't want you to get the wrong impression.
Ultimately,
but that's like the not heads, it's not like idiots, you know what I mean? Whereas like I and James have ended up working with people who are like construction is going. They hosted a nice dinner party one night, someone said you should open a restaurant, and I'm like, I should, I mean, you know. They shit like that, it's like
Here we go. This song goes out to true love, the kind you find at the end of your work day on a Friday evening sometimes. When you come home and you hold hands with your little darling, or you kiss with your little darling, you make love to your little darling baby. I know you all know what I'm talking about. This song is was written with all you all in mind. And here, it goes a little something like this. Here we go. You've got mountains for eyes and rivers for lips. You've got ruby red fingers and toes. I thank God every day that he sent you my way. You're a woman, I'm a man, amen. Yeah. Good night, Flagstaff.